Hey, this is Jody T. Pratt. I wrote a book, Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection, 13 Disturbing Tales of the Misfortune. If you like the bizarre and all things dark, and you love this show, you'll love this. Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection on Amazon right now. The link will be in the description. On with the show. And welcome back to the Scrapbook Podcast. Season 2. Make our movie. Same approach, different execution. Please enjoy the show.
The good tears, dude. What are you talking about?
I mean, if it makes you spill your milk in a good way, it makes your snake spit. Oh. Shout out to YMH. Okay, so what are you thinking about today?
What are you looking thinking at? About? Like, I don't need to distance myself from you.
This nigga thinks that saying no to not taking no for an answer is not rape. You're a crazy person.
I'm saying that you're like, AB, chill, because I'm dirty. Not because I don't want this.
I don't want it. Because I'm dirty. That's the excuse.
But that was the whole point, was that I'm dirty. Uh-huh. There's a lot of people who are like, they say that to be polite, and the second you're like, I don't care, you're just like, all right,
that's what I'm saying. You say you'll turn it down, right?
Turn it down.
You just said you'd turn it down if your dick is dirty.
Yeah, but I've also got my dick sucked while I was dirty.
I know that, but you said you'd turn it down.
Yeah, initially to be a gentleman.
My friend, you are a victim.
Oh my God, dude, I hate you so much.
You are a victim.
You have to be a gentleman up front, dude.
Nah, nigga. You're 100%. A victim,
son. You have to say, no, there's a lot of shit on that dick right now, dude. I just got done fucking
lady
Joseph.
Shout out to all my ladyboys out there. What's up, baby?
Don't say that. We're already talking about gay shit. And then you're like, shout out to my lady. You're saying it too much is what's upsetting about it.
I mean, ladyboy. Oh, shit. Thailand, stand up, baby. Never let somebody shame you into not loving what you love, bro. Ever. My nigga. Straight up and down, cuh. Anyway. So, what you thinking about today, bro? How you feeling today? You want action? We thinking comedy? We thinking dramedy? We thinking romance, bromance, homance, lady boy man?
Let's go. We've done a lot of serious, scary shit. Let's do comedy. But, like, let's do bromance on the edge of gayness.
Okay.
Like us.
Yeah. Are we involving weed?
No. Let's involve liquor. And strictly that.
Okay.
Because weed makes it something more socially acceptable as far as, like, doing it from, like,
got it,
the morning to the end.
So we have Francis.
And Ngannou.
And then we have Tanner, right? Francis and Tanner, best friends. Nice. Right? Francis has a fiance. We'll call her
Sabrina.
Sabrina. They're drinking buddies. They've been best friends since
Francis and Tanner?
Francis and Tanner. They've been best friends since middle school.
All right.
And they've developed a drinking habit early on. Like, they were drinking since they were, like, 12. No mom or dad in the house like that. Everybody's been working. They go to college together, drinking shit like that. They're in their, like, mid-30s. Sabrina and Francis, they're going to get married, right? But Sabrina's like, after like a bender they were on, fucking shit up. Like, let's have it, like, start the movie with a montage of them throughout their life and shit like that, getting faded. And the story is told in the perspective of Tanner.
So Tanner is a narrator.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's told from his perspective, right?
And is Tanner older, or are they the same
exact age?
Okay. Know what I'm saying? Like, are they like?
No. You're good. Just
is there a little bit of an age difference? No. Like 2-3 months?
Mm-mm. Same age. Well, obviously it can be fucking.
That's what I'm saying. Like
twins,
like,
and shit.
So like, who is the one that gets to like Big Brother in certain situations?
Nobody, because both of them has. They can't. That's why they've been drinking since they were 12 together. Nobody can keep the other one accountable for very long because nobody's they're equal in this shit.
Oh, so it's like them drunk at family events and then drunk at
faded.
Drunk at like
barbecues,
and then challenging
each other to jump over
and
fires.
People are like, ah! It's like a freeze frame of him jumping into a pool on fire.
Exactly.
And you're like, what the fuck? This is what they do.
And even like it'll be like Daniel just like. Even when he lost 80% of his hair from the fire accident in 82, and then 92, and then 93, I gave him...
He ran it back the next year. He was like, I can do it, I swear to you. Give me the fucking bottle of gasoline.
I gave him, you know what I mean, my hair. And they have like, they both wear hats and shit, but they both have like a toupee style haircut because... Tanner gave him a hairpiece, like, from his head, and then gave it to him because all his hair was singed off from, and then couldn't grow back. So, it's time for Francis to get married and shit like that.
So, Francis is the worst one of the two.
No, they're both.
Well, like, who lost their hair?
Francis did, but Tanner is missing half a pinky.
And also, yeah. Tanner probably led him into that and be like, I think you can run that back.
Dude. Yeah, exactly. Don't be a bitch, positive. Bro. And then you just
oh, like, you didn't jump high enough and you were drunk.
Remember in 82, nigga? That type of thing. You know what I'm saying? So there's nobody has the edge on who's better or worse. They are both drunk deviants.
Nice.
Right? So it's time for Francis to get married. And this is where it starts to pull the difference. You know what I'm saying? It's not seen through the fucking montage. But it's seen through this reaction, right? So they go through the montage, and it ends with them painting because Francis moved into a new house. He's planning to have a child with Sabrina. And they painted the child's room, right, with shit. And then, like, Tanner, like, is a pretty good artist. He draws shit. And then they fall asleep. Both of them are naked. They're spooning each other. The window's open because of the shit smell. And they wanted to air it out because it stunk like shit in here. And then it's like they have shit all over their hands and feet. And then they're like enwrapped with each other, spooning each other. Dead asleep, right? Sabrina walks in just like, oh my fucking God. Tanner, like Francis, honey, like what the fuck are you guys doing? And he's like, Francis just like, ugh, I thought I'd start the painting a little early. It's just like, with shit? And then it's like they look, it's like a... base motel, like, like there's shit like on the walls, but in their memory they were painting like best friends, like throwing paint on each other, like a dollop on their nose, like
I was thinking, I'm sorry to cut you off,
go ahead,
I was thinking that like they did like an immaculate conception of old boy busting into the carriage. And the like it's a picture of this nigga like nutting into the crib, and in the background it looks like you caught it in a cup, so there's that swish of like gravity, and then in the cum it spells the kid's name, and then continue on with your story as far as them waking
that
up.
That is so
and
good,
she,
bro.
And she just like. What the fuck is happening here? And you're just like, do you like? And you're like, no, I don't like. I don't like any of this.
Yeah. And she says,
did you paint nut into my kid's carriage? He's like, there's no nut in your carriage. I mean, in that carriage.
It's the juice of life.
He doesn't say there's no nut anywhere in the room.
Yeah.
He says there's no nut in that carriage. There's no, I mean...
How else am I supposed to go to sleep? Tanner's like, and then the nigga's just like, ha ha, you're an idiot, bro. And she's like, you promised Francis that you chill on the drinking. He was like, I went from 7 days a week to five. What else can you ask of me?
I have a problem. Touching Hugga's forehead.
Yeah. And like touching her forehead, though. And Terry like pops open.
You knew what this was.
Pops open a beer. And she's like, it's fucking 7 o'clock. He's just like, hair of the dog, baby. Hair of the dog.
And you see the nigga roll out of bed like, God damn, that's a good picture. It is really good picture, though.
Yeah. It's like immaculate.
Like it's really like, good. Honestly, like, it's noteworthy because of, like, the fact that outside of the sexual content, that is a masterpiece of art.
Yeah.
Because, when you walk in, it looks like somebody has, like, put in nut into that kid's, baby carriage.
Cradle, nigga? So,
I say baby carriage?
Yeah. So,
I was going to say bassinet.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of it, so I said baby carriage, and then you mocked me.
I got you to say the right word, though.
Shut up.
So she's, like, having this come-to-Jesus meeting. They're arguing and shit like that. Tanner goes downstairs, starts to make himself a breakfast and stuff like that. And the fight comes downstairs. Francis is, like, putting on, like, shorts and shit like that. Tanner's butt-ass naked.
He's
still naked. And he's just like, he's snacking on cereal in a bowl while he's making breakfast for him and Francis. And she's just like, I need you to clean your shit up. Like, you already fucked up your first meeting with my dad. Like, we're planning the wedding. Shit is getting serious. You need to grow the fuck up. And you need to be sober for this shit.
Nice.
Period. And he's just like, okay, like, I will. He's like, you too. And Tanner just like, huh? Like, mouth full of fucking Colossal Crunch. And like,
what's
milk
that
and shit.
Ugly ass chip that had the bear with it?
Honey Smacks?
Honey Smacks are so good, dude.
They were.
So everybody talks shit about them, but they can suck my dick, dude.
Yeah.
Honey Smacks are fire.
The nigga, I thought I was the bear. You know what I'm saying?
But I legitimately was like, we got Honey Smacks. I would take pockets full to my room.
Yeah.
And keep them in a jar. Like, my mom used to have, like, a crazy amount of jars.
Yeah.
For some reason. All my weed jars come from my mom.
Oh, really?
And she don't even know they're gone. She might know they're gone, probably. Yeah. There's, like, seven gone. But what I'm saying is, I would have a big jar, and I would just throw the assortment of cereal that I stole. And then I would, like, put it all in one big bowl. My mom would always be like, you need to stop doing that. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? And she's just like, walk away. And I'm just like, she's none the wiser.
Big ass spoon.
They all knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm not smart at hiding shit, dude.
Well, you weren't. That was 35 years ago.
I'm still not good at hiding shit, dude.
Learn how to get better, nigga.
I don't need to learn how to lie, baby. I speak the truth. No, I don't. I definitely lie still.
So we have her giving this nigga like an ultimatum.
Cough that out of you right there.
If you don't want to do this shit, then fuck off. But if you're serious, you need to be clean.
Can we have them take a sabbatical to the woods for cleansing instead of going
to
a rehab?
Let's work.
Well, but I'm just saying because
when we get there,
you're speaking it out completely in like each scene.
No.
So I just want to let's say what I would like.
No. Let's work because this is they're going to have a whole conversation. Just throw that bitch in when we get to that shit.
All right, well, then there you go. She's talking to him right there, right? In front of him. She's like, both of you need to get clean.
Yeah.
All right. Continue. Like, I don't know when to add in my shit, dude, because you're going.
Right, exactly.
You're going, so I don't want to stop you.
But just like you did with the sperm shit, it was in that scene. Now, when we get to how they're going to get clean.
A scene that makes sense for that?
Yeah. Like, this nigga's boss is calling him, his dad's calling him. He owns a cabin in the... You know what I'm saying? So he's like, fuck it.
What's the cabin story, dude?
We're going to get clean.
I love it.
We're going to get clean.
All right.
And then he's like, fine. Fuck it. I'm with you. They do their handshake and shit like that. And he goes and he's like, I'll make a few phone calls. Let's go to there's like Alcoholics Anonymous. There's like rehab centers. Let's go to a nice rehab center on your dime, of course. And then Francis is just like, no, that shit never works. Remember in 98? Remember 2003?
How old are they?
Remember they're fucking...
Late 40s? Mid 40s?
They're...
You said mid 30s, right?
Yeah, mid 30s.
Mid 30s, okay.
But they've been having the drinking problem since...
14, 12, right?
Yeah, 12. So technically they'd be 40 right now. If they're gonna 82 and whatever the fuck. So he's like, no, I need to do something different. We gotta build some shit different because the regular namaste shit doesn't work for us. We can't. And he was just like, you know what? I have a fucking idea.
I got an uncle out in Memphis.
Who
he rents out the cabin. We can get it for cheap, probably damn near free. I just got to tell him I'm trying to get over some shit. I ain't talked to him for years, but we make it happen. And he was just like, perfect. She'll dig that, and she'll let me leave. And he's like, and, you know, we get a few packs, get a few bottles, and he's like, no, let's do this real talk. They go out there. They drive out there, right? White knuckle that shit. Where are they living? Fucking, let's call it Arizona. I don't think we've done shit in Arizona, right? So, they're leaving Arizona to get to Memphis, Tennessee. I'd say that's about a day.
Damn, nigga. That is hella far.
Exactly. But that's why they're white knuckling it.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
Because if it's too quick of a drive, she can be like, oh, you guys just got beers there waiting. You got drinks there waiting.
Yeah.
This drive, they have to be sober through the whole shit. And then they pull up.
Hey, you remember Pee-wee's Playhouse? Remember the nigga when he lost his bike?
I never watched that show like that, dude.
I mean, it's not a show. It was a movie.
Never watched it.
Okay.
Is that the one where like he like lost his bike or some shit?
Yeah. That joint. Well, there's one part in it where he was hitchhiking, and it was kind of like Willy Wonka going in through the tube, and the music was getting hella intense, and then every flash was like it getting more fucking intense. Well, Pee-wee, the nigga hitchhiked in this big rig, and it was like flashing red and black or some shit like that. And then the light shone on the driver, and the driver was like this claymation, like monster thing, and it like freaked this nigga the fuck out. I think the nigga, they were talking about psychedelics at that time, but I think the drive should be a whole ass thing within itself.
Well, it's them coming off of like liquor.
Exactly.
For the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
So the withdrawals are going to have you looking like, so this is comedy, so you're definitely going to have the nigga look over and, like, his whole face, he's like, so I think we should have made a left. And he's like, your whole left side of your face is gone. Like, what happened? What's going on with the left side of your face? And he's, like, thinking he had a seizure or something. Like, what is that called? It's a seizure, right? When you get, like...
It's called Bell's palsy.
When the left side of your face fucks up?
Any side of your face fucks up. Your whole face could be drooping. If it's...
I thought it was a seizure.
If it's out of stress... Then it's called Bell palsy.
Because my uncle got that, and his whole shit was just like...
Ah. Then it went away?
It went away.
Yeah, it's Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy goes away?
Yes.
I was assuming that was a lifelong
temporary thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, bless.
A high stress.
Not bless for the niggas who have it, but like bless that you're going to get out of it.
Well, bless because it's fine. You know what I'm saying? Stroke is permanent. It's permanent damage.
So when it's like this forever, that's
a stroke.
Damn.
But... Bell palsy is when your face droops and it's there, and then fucking a year or two later, it's back to normal. It's a temporary thing.
My uncle Amador had it, and this is stupid to say out loud, but I'm gonna say it. I thought it was because he was gay. Like, I was so unaware of, like, what things were that I was just like, oh, this is probably a product of being gay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And apparently, like, I'm good, and I'm gay as fuck. So, like, yeah. I'm good. But realistically, I really did. I was just like, it's... And I was really religious at the time, so I was like, God doesn't like what he's doing. Like, I was very vindictive as a Christian, and that's why I don't like it. Because I know how I was, and I'm a very, like, passive person. So for me to cast judgment, what are people doing who actually, like, are, like, 10 toes down in this shit?
Right.
But shout out my Uncle Amador. God loves gays, too. I think. I would hope so. He made them.
God for gays.
God for gays.
But yeah, go
that's
ahead.
That's a t-shirt. Okay, so they pull up to Memphis, right? Clickety clack into the thingy, and they get out, and they're both a little like spun out because they haven't had drinks in a day and a half.
Yeah,
and they're just like, "Let's go. Let's just get something to take our minds off of it, cut the edge on it a little bit." And old boy's just like, yeah, let's just do that. Fuck it. Why not? And I just take the edge off. We're not getting fucked up. And he's like, yeah. No fucked up. Just take the edge off. They go to start the car. Car's dead. Ooh. Now they're stuck at the cabin. And he's just like, fuck, what are we going to do, man? I'm already got the shakes. He's like, you're not shaking. Shut up. Are you shaking right now? Look at your body. Are you shaking? And he's like, no. He's like, well, then calm the fuck down. We're fine. He's like, just drink a lot of water. He's like, you brought weed, right? And he's like, yeah, I got a quarter ounce in the car. And he's like, all right, pull that out. We'll be good. We'll be good, baby. Like, when was the last time we stopped drinking? And he's just like, the summer of fucking 82. We have not taken more than a week off. We're alcoholics.
And then that's when it starts getting, like, psychedelic. Because when he says it, and he says it out loud, because they haven't said it before. They said we have a problem.
Yeah.
But when he labeled it, the words literally come out of his mouth and onto the screen.
Alcoholics comes out of his mouth.
And they both, like, look at that shit. And then, like, go back to what the fuck they were talking about. You know what I'm saying? Just to... Oh, you said the fucking word. Now it's alive.
Yeah, I mean,
now it's truth.
People will escape that word that puts them into a group for sure. There are certain people that just be like, I'm an alcoholic, bro. And you're like, bro, you don't even drink like that. You're fine. You're just saying that to, like, get, like, a reaction out of people. And then you can get to show them, like, you're not. The niggas who are, like, having a problem, keep that shit to themselves. Normally you don't even know they drink like that. And you know, old boy who isn't married doesn't care. But other dude was like, they come in every night and beat me.
I mean, but they kind of deserve it. Anyway, so, yeah. Okay, so Tanner and Francis are at the cabin, right?
Okay.
And this, I like to call this shit like a little black comedy, because them detoxing, like, for certain, they, like, are showing every insecurity that they ever had, every argument that they drowned in alcohol, every sort of, like, fight they didn't have because of the drink is coming out now. And it's, like, little by little. And they're, like, literally regrowing up. In the sense of when they were 12, just like, you remember when you burned my goddamn Ultimate Warrior wrestler?
He was like, because it was fucking gay, dude. He's fucking gay. Like, who dresses like that is not gay.
It's wrestling.
He's like, Francis. That is gay. That's what you don't understand, dude. But the problem with you is, and the shit like that, is the whole time, it's like, the problem with you is that you fucking, like gay shit. Are you gay?
And just, and like, bro, you did water polo for 12 years. He's just like, what's gay about that?
I'm an athlete, bro. And then I'm just a fucking athlete.
And then it, like pops up of him in like tiny, tiny ass rubber shorts.
One testicle hanging out.
Yeah. Like surrounded by a bunch of guys and then like him in an action pose. Like there's like the guy's dick is on his shoulder trying to get the ball. He's like, gay, gay, gay. He's just like, do you have fucking something to tell me, Tanner? He's like, you want to fucking fight, bro? And then I'm like, and it's, they're tripping on sobriety. So they're like really fucking, and they're talking themselves through it. And it's like year after year. And like, it pops up, maybe on the screen it pops up like 99. And then they start arguing through that, through like a big thing they have in there, 2000. And 2001, 2, 3, 4, you know what I'm saying? All the way up until now. And they're like sweating it out and shit like that. And they're to the point where they're like starving because they've been up for like 2 days. Like purging and throwing up and shit and yelling at each other and like fist fighting and shit like that.
I would say the first day for sure that they're looking for the uncle's liquor. Yeah. Because the uncle like had a proclivity for drinking as well.
And they're like tearing the place apart, but
arguing at whilst.
Exactly. But like by day two, they've
given up.
Yeah, but they try to put stuff back, like broken boards and shit. They like put like spit and cum on the broken boards to make it stick. And like they set a fire in the middle of the room because they have like the shivers and shit like that. And then like they're arguing while they spoon. They're arguing while a nigga's like.
So they put the only changes. They put the fire in the fire pit because it's the cabin. Like they put the fire in the fucking fireplace. But they are spooning naked, arguing.
Yeah.
Like dick to ass. Mm-hmm. Talking about like, I didn't like when you left with Jason. When me and Christina had that fight. And you knew I needed somebody to hug. And he's like, I can't be there to hug you all the time. And he's like, well, I'm not going to be there anymore. You got fucking Sabrina. So who do I have to hug?
That's like, your choice, buddy.
And like, it really like leads into all of, like right before the end of it, it leads into all of the shit that's happening right now. And that's when they take that like break. Because yeah. Every story needs a break, right?
Absolutely.
The friends walking away.
Because to be real, without liquor, would we even fucking be friends?
Yes.
No.
Oh, you're talking about me and you?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yes, 100%.
Hey, I know this story might be hitting home, buddy.
Oh, okay. No, relax, no, no. Dog. I was just like, I will know you without a drink, nigga.
So,
I was like, bro, are you breaking up with me, dude?
No,
on no. Live?
No.
So, I was like, bro,
like this motherfucker up. So
guess that's, it's a laptop shut today.
And Tanner asks that question, and Francis just stares at him. And then that stare and
says it all.
It's like a blink, right? It blinks from that stare to them driving, to them getting ready. You know, but Tanner's not there now. So it's only Francis getting ready, right? And We're cutting to him meeting the dad. He's in a suit. He's clean now.
So, but they're in the cabin still, right?
No,
they just left.
Yeah. All yes.
Okay. What about them leaving like quickly because of like a bear?
Okay.
And that's the whole argument is like, will we be friends if we didn't drink? And then you see something walking past, like. Walk past the window and you hear a
and
they're just like,
what the fuck is that?
It's a bear. He's like, and one of them just walks out cold.
It's a hallucination, dude. We even have him the whole time. What?
But it's not, though.
And he's like, remember, Bertha came back into my life, and it's like this. Like
ooh, Bertha sounds like a.
It's like a pillow.
Horrible person.
A pile of pillows that's like covered in cum and shit. He's like, remember Bertha from the other day?
That's a pile of shit and cum.
Exactly, bro.
We've ruined my uncle's pillows, dude.
Yeah.
We got to go get more pillows.
I have to get fucking goose down sheets now or whatever the fuck. Goose
dude,
down pillows.
Those pillows were so nice. How did we shit so much?
And he like looks at it with like longing, though. He like misses the fuck out of Bertha.
He touches her like lightweight on her chin.
Yeah.
And the nigga's like, stop touching it. Get in the fucking car.
Yeah.
But I mean, like but that, the bear, that, the bear that's part. The impromptu like departure is that in the midst of the heatest like the hottest debate, he's like, would we be fucking friends if we didn't drink? And then and then something walks past the window and they're just like, oh shit, that's a bear. And they are in bear country, so they're just like, all right, once it gets to the back and we're leaving, he's just like, we don't need to grab Bertha. And he's like, see, you're still stuck on old shit. I don't know if this is going to work, but let's get to this car. Because this, I would say, this is a departure in the story where, like, one thinks they can get away from the other one by being like, I don't need you anymore. The brilliant part about relationships, though, is that you built this together. This wasn't a one-sided thing. They helped you and you helped them. So they're walking out to the car or sneaking out to the car or whatever. And fucking Francis steps on the board, makes a sound, and you and they hear it coming towards them. They run to the car. Nobody trips, no stupid shit. But like they get to the car and nobody has the keys, but only one window is open. The keys are inside of the car because they figured they got there drunk. So they figured it. No. They got there sober, but they were already hallucinating at that point. So they got out and like, fuck, we're here, and just left because one of them was holding their head out the window to get the sweats off of them from a day of not drinking or whatever. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
And they get in the car. And old boy gets in the car. Francis, I don't care who it is. Crawls into the front seat. And when he looks at him, he's like, open the door. Open the door. And then he sees the bear behind him coming around the corner. And like, I would say everything is a figment of their imagination. None of this is real. Like, as far as any of the things they're seeing, anything they're going through, all of it's just, like, their brain detoxing. He thinks it's okay to let the bear get closer.
Why?
Because he's at the mind of being like, I am at the point where I need to grow up. And who is holding me down? Who is consistently in every story that I fuck up and ruin the whole night?
Right. We are, yeah.
So he's kind of at that point because of the fighting they've had.
Right.
There is no resolution yet.
Right, exactly.
So he's like, and then he lets him in the car. And then they're driving away, and then that's when they have that final speak of like, he's like, you knew the bear was coming, and you didn't like try to help me. And he was like, the only reason you're in this car is because I helped you. Only reason you made it out of college is because I helped you. Only reason you made it out of Brooklyn is because I helped you. I could have just stayed at my mom's house, dude. I didn't need to go see you every day. He's like, was that relationship good over there? Was that good over there? And then they have their whole coming to the realization of what the friendship was, and it was both of them in a bad spot trying to not think about it. Because they just bring up the highlights, the lowlights of their entire lives to each other. I would say on the way back after he almost let him get eaten by the bear.
Well,
say what you want to say, bro. Like, if you don't it's okay.
That shit should have happened in the cabin. All of it should have happened in the cabin. And the ride home is the ride home. Just like everybody had that ride home where they're quiet as fuck and they already knew what the deal was and you knew it was bad and it doesn't feel good coming home with this person. That's what I want them to feel. Not talking in the car because I want that, God damn, I gotta go home with this nigga type of shit.
Well, but I like the idea that like, the exit strategy was clear and concise. And the fact
What do you mean the exit strategy?
get to the fucking car. The bear is behind it, behind the cabin.
You can keep all that shit. But
the the idea that like the pausing of opening the door.
Okay.
That is what incite, because they've been arguing the whole time.
Yes.
Since they left fucking
right.
Arizona, mm-hmm, all the way to fucking Memphis, they've been arguing.
Well, no. In the car there, they weren't arguing. They were just going through
hallucinations.
Yes.
So, but that's the thing, though, is that you're playing with a muddy game of hallucinations where you don't know where it bleeds into reality. And
Right. You can keep the bear and all that shit. But, I mean, the pause, all that. But that silence in the car is more impactful than any sort of realization you could have. Because when we get out of the car, it's real. It's the period is at the end of the sentence. Then we just have to go our separate ways. So it's really, you don't want to break
the silence. It's the end of a friendship.
Yeah. You don't want to break the silence because that's all we have left now. And that's all we made together was this silence. So when we get out of the car, period. End of story. That's it. I'm the shit. I'm just saying, nigga.
Bro, that's not comedy, bro.
I said dark comedy.
Dark comedy?
That's exactly what I said when I was talking about them, like, in the cabin and the shit and the fucking cum boards and shit like that. Like, it gets dark because alcoholism, it's not 100% a funny fucking thing. Even in Beer Fest, a nigga dies in a vat of beer. That is not a... You remember that? Mm-mm. He drowns in a vat of beer.
I've never seen Beer Fest.
Okay. That's not a fucking funny thing. An old man dies and they go to their funeral. A lot of people die in that movie. You feel me? Like, it's not a...
They're being honest about the reality.
Exactly. That's what... That same here. Like, it's not a whole bunch of just fart jokes. It gets... Because they have to break up. You know what I'm saying? And, like I said, that silence, and then they get home, and then they just go their separate ways. Francis is just a shell of a man that he was, in a way. But Sabrina's, like, asking this nigga when they get home and shit like that. Because Tanner does go back home and shit. And he's, like, asking him, like, where's Tanner at? Like, you look so clean. You look good and shit like that. Because we got to get past the goddamn cabin part. Because now it's just wrapping this bitch up. You know what I mean? And he meets her dad. And he's, like, such a different guy. The dad brings up the whole, like, hey, remember you and your friend, like, you know, jumped off my roof into the garbage can and you guys were trying to see her? You know, that shit was so fucking funny. Like, and then he was just like, oh, I thought I was making a fool out of myself, which you were, but people think of you in a pleasant way. It was really your girl thinking a negative because you're an extension of her.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's the truth, though.
But I don't like that. I don't like the idea of it just being a girl. I think it should be people around them, and they're secluded in their own world. Like that, like, the majority of people around him are like, you look good. It's nice to see you good.
Right.
And it's not just the woman being like, oh, I'm a bitch. I wanted you for myself. It's more like...
No, I didn't say any of that.
Well, no, but like in my head, from what I'm hearing...
Right.
I'm just going off what I'm hearing.
Okay, just ask me what the fuck I'm talking about then.
Then what the fuck are you talking about then?
Okay, so if it's her wanting to have him cleaned up, it's her wanting to have him showing the best of him that he can be, but really... The best of him was at the end of the bottle. That was a fun guy. That was a cool guy. People liked that shit as well.
So that nigga's like boring when he doesn't drink?
No, I mean, he's a straight edge nigga. Just like everybody is. The nigga can type on a calculator and not be a complete retard in front of people and not get, you know what I mean, their ass kicked or some shit like that in front of a bunch of motherfuckers. But...
When he's been drinking, he's like, you ever seen a nigga butt chug a full Corona? Yeah. I'll be drunk in 5 minutes. You want to see that shit?
I got the Vaseline.
He's like, I've shaved my ass strictly for this reason.
Yeah. But we can have her not at all feel like...
No, I just thought because you were saying that, like, initially that, like, people weren't liking them like this. Like, that, like, it was like a consensus. From her
perspective.
Well, when I hear her perspective, I'm thinking that everybody else that she's talking to knows that.
Okay.
So I thought the consensus was that nobody wanted him to be drinking, or either of them to be drinking.
Right.
And so when the dad was like, oh, you remember when you did this? I was like, oh, so people liked him. It's just her that doesn't like it. But again, at the end of the day, who's going to sleep with that person?
Exactly. Her. Yeah.
So it's not a bitch. It's more somebody who just wants to see the best of the person they love.
Absolutely.
Nice. What happened to fucking Tanner?
Well,
can it be said that, like, while they're going over this shit, and he's like, where's your friend at? You know, like, I hope he's doing good. Like, did he straighten his shit out? And then you see him looking, like, hella, like, upset and distraught, like, sitting in a chair. And as it pulls back, you see he's in an AA meeting. And they both, like, left it. And they're more worse for the wear. Like, it's not... You gotta think about it. There are certain people that have an anxiety or have a problem or just weird. And drinking will bring that out of them. Coke will bring that out of them. Certain things will bring it out of them.
Right.
And then you take that away and they're just like, I don't feel comfortable enough to do that without that.
Right.
And then just become a straight-laced guy. They become a 9-to-5. And I mean 9-to-5. Like, they do not leave before 5 o'clock.
Right.
And they are there at 8:55 in the parking lot sitting there. No cigarettes, no nothing, no radio. Just sitting outside of their car, like, or outside of their job, like, I'm gonna get that 100-day coin. You live your life off coins at that point. Because you're not... I'm not shitting on people who are trying to do sobriety. That's not what I'm trying to get at. I'm
telling, because it sounds like it.
It sounds like it. But what you were saying was that he's a shell of the man he was. He was the fun guy. Mm-hmm. And now he's boring as fuck. Sometimes you need to be boring. Sometimes don't answer that phone. Because what does that give you? Besides a great memory and your wife hating you the next morning. Who are you sleeping with at the end of the day? That woman.
Yeah.
So, like, don't answer the phone to a fucking crazy person who's on the same downward trajectory as you are. This is sad. I don't like this. it's too real, dude. I don't like it.
It's fiction, so you can just change it.
They're all aliens.
So, like, he shows up, like, she gets nervous because there's, like, whispers of, like, somebody who comes into the fucking dinner party, whatever the fuck. And it's Tanner with, like, holding a...
one of those coins?
No, a six-pack, right? And he has it, and he's, like, mingling with people and shit, talking just as normal as Francis and shit like that. And Francis sees this nigga has a well of anxiety in his chest. And he's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? He makes his way to him, and he's like, hey, what the fuck are you doing here? Sabrina sees him talking to Tanner. And then he's, like, showing him the six-pack and shit like that. And Sabrina walks over there and just, like, no, none of that here. And she's just, like, he shows her. She's like, I make near beers now. There's a whole fucking, this shit tastes exactly the fucking same. You know what I mean? He's just like, yeah, no alcohol whatsoever, fucking... Anything that gets me close to this shit without actually doing it, bro. Like, I learned that this blah, blah, they talk about the fucking who they were and who they are now and shit like that. And you're just like, I am the fucking entrepreneur. I am that guy. You know what I'm saying? And my excuses was at the end of a fucking bottle like a retard. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for that. And then the nigga opens up a fucking near beer and drinks that shit. He's just like, and they both say at the same time, just like, pomegranate kiwi, if that's what the fuck they say. And then Sabrina's just like, oh, guys, and then the credit rolls, and then it shows two black girls shaking their oily booties together. The end.
No, we
bong, and that was a Scrapbook Podcast.
Can you
podcast.
Do anything without it becoming horribly sexual at the end?
That was a Scrapbook Podcast. This is your host, Jody Pratt, with my fellow host.
I don't like how he's cutting this off. I didn't get to say co-sign on that. I don't co-sign on that.
Okay.
I co-sign on that.
Like, what do you want to call it?
Fucking... Shit. I've been thinking about rebuttals for everything you've said for the last fucking, 27 minutes? Mm-hmm. How long has it been?
Almost an hour.
Damn! Never mind. I'd say... Fuck. I have no clue. I have nothing. Nothing's coming in my face, my head, my eyes, my mouth, my brain. I try to make you laugh. That was that good? And I was like, none of that's making him laugh? Fuck this guy, dude. That was the best I could do, dude. And when you didn't laugh, I was like, I think I've lost it, dude. I don't even think we should keep this going.
My head, my brain.
My eyes, my mouth, my nose. It's supposed to be a dark comedy, so let's stay in that vein and not make it.
Let's call it Let's Get Sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, Let's Get Sober.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, bet. I'm Jody Pratt with my fellow host, Patrick Wickfall. This is the Scrapbook Podcast. It was a long one, but... You know.
I didn't co-sign on none of this shit, so don't even listen to the name.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. I co-sign with everything.
We love you. Don't stop being creative. Peace.
Peace.